It is now 1:31, and we'll go on our first item, which is termination of quorum.
We do have one.
Okay, and Director, do we have any audience participation today?
We do not.
Okay, then we'll move on to minutes. We have before us the minutes from our meeting on August 11th, 2022. I need a motion for that.
Motion to approve, Marazzi.
We have a motion.
Second, McCleary.
Second, McCleary. Is there any discussion before we take a vote? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? We have none opposed. I will abstain since I was not here. Okay. Item number three, staff reports. First item is financial progress report, and this will be Director Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see, July is our first month of the state fiscal year, which is how we do our budgets through the federal government. We've expended 4% of the funds so far, and we are in very good shape. We are looking to, we'll be getting a couple of bigger contracts here going pretty soon as we look to hire the firm that's going to do our PCI, Payment Condition Index ratings, collections for the next few years. So we're getting ready. We've just received all the proposals for that, and we should see that hit our books in the near future. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing there's no questions, I'll take a motion to approve the financial progress report.
Paradise, so moved.
We have a motion, Paradise.
Second, Gonsi.
And a second. Any discussion before we take the vote? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, it passes unanimously. The next is our technical progress report, also Director Baker.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. So first, I would like to introduce a new member of the AMAT staff. As many of you may remember who have been here for a while, there is usually a AMAT's director role and a planning administrator role, which is sort of a deputy director position that had kind of gone unfilled for the last few years. Currently filled that, Matt Stewart comes to us from the MPO in the Sharon area of Pennsylvania. He's taken on that role, and what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks and months is reaching out to all of you to meet up, talk about what your issues are, things that are going on, and have him be an integral part of the planning process. So if you do have time after this meeting today, go up and introduce yourself as I'm trying to get him familiar with all the faces and all the folks in the room. So we're excited. Yeah, all the characters, all the good characters in the room. Second of all, want to let you guys know, Carrie passed out a little sheet. We are inviting you all to participate in two upcoming working groups that are going to help AMATS develop our planning products. The first one I wanted to talk about was Safe Streets for All. So as you remember, at our last meeting in August, we approved a Vision Zero plan, or approved a Vision Zero statement as part of developing a Safe Streets for All plan. Part of that is developing having a working group task force to oversee the development of that plan. We are looking for both technical and policymakers, so we'd love to have really anyone that's interested, that's part of AMAT's membership. And as time goes on, we will be looking for you guys to help us reach out to our larger stakeholder group, which will include police, fire, advocacy organizations, etc. So if you are interested in the Safe Streets for All working group, please contact Dave Poulet. His email is on the sheet we handed out. The second working group is for electronic vehicle charging station plan. This is another thing that we've talked about as part of the BIL. There is a lot of funding through, BIL being the bipartisan infrastructure law. There is money for charging stations that's flowing through the DOT process. As part of that, AMATS feels like we need to take a look at it, figure out, is this something that we should either be planning for, considering funding in the future with some of our funds, or is it something that we're here as a support for communities if they decide to go the EV charging route? So again, we're looking to develop a working group to help us think through these things. We've already had a couple of volunteers after our TAC meeting. And again, this can be from a policy perspective, technical perspective, planning perspective. We're really looking for just people that would have an interest in this and an interest in helping AMATS craft a pathway forward on how we want to approach EVs. And like I said, we've watched MPOs kind of do a a number of different things on the spectrum. NOACA to our north funds charging stations with their CMAC dollars. Other members don't, other organizations really don't touch it at all, and we just want to develop what we want our strategy to be and where that should be, whether it's, you know, just from a planning perspective, a funding perspective, or a AMATS funding perspective. So with that, though, those are really the two major things I wanted to call to your attention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Oh, and sorry, Carrie just whispered in my ear, our AMATS annual meeting, if you haven't signed up, it's October 7th, please. We'd love to see all of you there, you and your 10 closest friends in city and state and local government. Please, we're going to have the director of the Ohio Turnpike, Jerry Nero from District 4, is also going to speak. It's going to be a great venue held at the Sheridan Suites, which I know, the Sheridan Suites Hotel in Cuyahoga Falls, which has been our typical venue. It's always a great time. It's always a lot of fun. We leave a lot of time for networking and time for discussion. So I'd encourage everyone, if they haven't or are able to please give our office a call and register for the event. So with that, I'll happily answer any questions.
Okay, quite sure. We'll move on to item 3C. This is AMAPS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C. And to discuss this is David Poulet.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple things I'd like to touch on. First of all, we're on the eve of developing a new TIP, so we will be diligently working on putting together a new TIP in the next couple months. The other thing I wanted to mention is the new carbon reduction program that is a federal program. And this is not a whole lot of money, but every little bit helps. We will be receiving approximately $1.3 million per year for projects that are, I guess the best way to describe it, projects that are very similar to CMAC projects. Anything that, any type of project that reduces carbon dioxide emissions, and this program actually started in fiscal year 2022. So for fiscal year 2023, we'll actually have 2 years worth of funding. So we'll actually have $2.6 million to apply to projects. And we're actually still learning about how to do this ourselves, but we will definitely we'll try to keep you informed on what's happening with that. The other thing that I wanted to mention was the bipartisan infrastructure program, which Curtis touched on, is chock full of discretionary funding, and I wanted to show you a. Website that ODOT has, if I can get it to come up here. Just bear with me, please. Uh-oh, lost my connection. Well, anyhow, let's try to connect. Well, shoot, I had it up. Anyhow, I wanted to show this to you live. But if you go to the ODOT website, and if you just search by Bill, B-I-L, if you just type in Bill, it'll go to a really, really nice page they put together that explains all the different funding programs that are available. And you can download like a booklet where they kind of use their own terminology to explain each program. And also under on that page, it shows which grants are, coming due. I know there's a couple in October that that looked interesting. They have a rail grade separation program. I know that always comes up every now and then. Communities have issues with rail grades, highways, and railroads, and. It's just really a nice site, so I did want to show it to you, but kind of lost my connection here. But it's part of the ODOT. If you just go to the ODOT homepage and go up to the top where you can search and just type in BIL, it'll take you right to that page. And it's really, I think, very helpful. It's kind of a little easier to understand than looking at some of the federal websites that are available. So that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, very good. We'll move on to item number four, old business. Is there any old business before the committee?
There is none.
Okay. Item five, new business.
There's no new business.
No new business either. We do have resolutions under item six, and so 6A, under attachment 6A, is a resolution to add newly awarded funds for Metro RTA and HARTA. Jeff Gardner will be presenting this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A, your packet is a TIP amendment for Metro and BARTA. Funds are being awarded through ODOT's Transit Partnership Program and the Federal Transit Administration's Bus and Bus Facilities Programs. The ODOT funds are from state attributable highway funds that are being flexed over for transit use. Metro is requesting the addition of $11.5 million in federal funds in fiscal years 2023 and 2024. These funds will be used to purchase replacement buses, a number of other capital items, and to construct a new maintenance and operational facility on their current property. The total cost for the new maintenance and operations facility is $19.7 million. The full list and descriptions of all the additional projects are included in Attachment 6A. HARTA is requesting the addition of $1 million in federal funds, $1.9 million in federal funds for the purchase of replacement buses and other capital equipment, also described more fully in Attachment 6A. The staff and the TAC approved. The staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2022-17. Are there any questions?
Okay. It's a lively group today, I suppose. I guess we'll go right to a motion.
I move to approve Resolution 2022-17.
That's Adamson.
Bowling second.
And Jim Bowling second. Any discussion before you call for vote?
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's a lot of money. That's beautiful seeing that that federal money come this way. Good work. Whoever is responsible, that person. Nice work.
Okay, any other? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, for the record, it passes unanimously. Okay, next is 6B, Resolution 2022-18, approving Amendment number 22 to the Fiscal Year 21-24 Transportation Improvement Program to add 11 new projects, combine two Ravenna resurfacing projects into one project identification number, and combine three Barberton resurfacing projects into one. This will be David Poulet.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The TIP Amendment 22 is adding 11 new projects to the TIP, nine resurfacing projects, one freeway project, and one trail project. The nine resurfacing projects are being added as a result of a large project being canceled in fiscal year 2024. This allowed us to advance nine projects. They were PDIP projects that were sitting out in 26 and fiscal year 27, and they were ready, so we tried to move them up based on the pavement condition index, and with the worst being first. So I'll just briefly go through these nine resurfacing projects. The first one is Frost Road Phase 2. The next one is South Prospect Street in Ravenna. The third one is Cleveland-Maslin Road in Norton. The fourth one is Highland Road in Twinsburg. The fifth one is South Main Street in Green. The sixth one is Miller Road, which is split between Akron and Fairlawn. 7 is Norton Avenue in Barberton. 8 is Valley View Road in Hudson. And 9 is Valley View Road in Macedonia. The following two projects are being added so that early stages of project development can begin. The first one is Interstate 76, or as we refer to it, the Kenmore Leg in Akron. This project is kind of a reconstruction of that highway, and it's a large project, but right-of-way is being added in fiscal year 2023. And the other one being added is the Heartland Trail, which is down in Chippewa Township. This one is being added so that engineering can begin in fiscal year 2023. There's two resurfacing projects being combined in Ravenna. This is North Chestnut Street and South Prospect Street. These are right next to each other, and these are being combined for economies of scale. And the same with three projects in Barberton: Snyder Avenue, Hoppecon Avenue, and Norton Avenue. So those are the two that have projects being combined. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay. No questions. We'll go to a motion.
Move to approve 2022-18, Marazzi.
Second to Chair Whitman.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion before we take a vote? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the record shows passed unanimously. Next is item 6C, Resolution 2022-19, approving the fiscal year 2022 year-end completion report. This will be presented by Heather Davis-Rita.
Good afternoon, everyone. Each year, ODOT requires AMETS to compare the work proposed in the Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget to the work that was actually completed. Attachment 6C is a summary of the fiscal year 2022 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. All work remains within budget. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2022-19 to submit the 2022 year-end completion report to ODOT. Are there any questions?
I move for approval of Resolution Number 2022-19.
That's Adamson. And a second.
Paradise, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? Okay, hearing none, that also passes unanimously. That brings us to item number 7, other business. The first item we have under item 8 is the formation of a 2023 nominating committee for officers for next year.
Yes, so as usual, Mayor Neugebauer and Mickey Marazzi are in their first term as chair and vice chair of the AMATS Policy Committee. We've typically been doing two-year terms now. Instead of forming a nominating committee and going through the process, we thought it would make sense to ask the board for a nomination to continue the slate of officers into next year. And so I think we would be hoping that there would be a motion to continue that practice of 2 years.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Shira and a second by Golgansky. Any other nominations? I guess that's how it works. Get a nomination.
You can't get out of it.
We saw you all the rest of the year. You're good.
Yeah.
No, but officially, when you take nominations, you have to open the floor for other nominations. So are there any other nominations?
I move nominations closed.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then I guess we need another motion. I guess we can vote on the motion. Right? Okay.
Yes,
so. All in favor of continuing the direction of chair and vice chair into 2023, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, well, thank you again. And
thank you, guys.
In green, we're using two-term limits because I also had my second term as mayor, and then I'm limited out as well. So it'll be nice to serve again one more year. Okay, and that brings us to 7B, 2023 AMAPS meeting calendar. I hope you've had a chance to review it. Are there any suggestions for changes or modifications to that schedule? It's way too early to tell, right?
Yep.
That's why we do it early. So we will take a motion to set this schedule as set forth.
Moore, so moved.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Bowling, second.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, and that takes us to our favorite item on the agenda, which is adjournment. I have a motion.
Bowling,
thank you. Okay, we have a motion, second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.